The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for
Good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you're at in the country. It's still, dark 30. It doesn't matter. Whose idea was it for daylight savings time? Wasn't it Benjamin Franklin that said, we need to start this or we need to get rid of it? I forget which. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 20th of November, 2018. I'm sorry, 28th. You know, I keep wanting to steal time, and you keep making me pay it back. You couldn't hear my producer in there.
This is the 28th.
I could see it's the 28th. I'm looking right at the clock. The atomic clock on the wall. The old atomic clock on the wall. At any rate, are you done harassing me now? Can I get on with this? Oh, good. Thank you. good afternoon, folks. Don Wiskin. Come in, Don. Save me, Don. They're out to
save
get
you. Save you. Save me. Let's save them all. Let's save the world.
they're out to get me. I'm not being paranoid, but they're all out to get me.
Well, that's too bad because, you know, republicbroadcasting.org has a whole bunch of great stuff on there. And, you know, last time I was on, we talked about your GMO and how it's killing people. Well, now you've got on there how, you know, the Informed Consent Action Network and Robert J. Kennedy have sued the H&HS over the vaccines because they haven't done any vaccine testing in the last 32 years.
Now, that is kind of earth-shattering, but thank you for noticing that story. And I have been all over people. Harley Schlanger. He's with the EIR people, and he graces us with his presence at least once a month. He's in Potsdam, Germany, outside of Berlin. And when he does the show with us, Don, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. If he does both hours, he gets done at 3 a.m. Now, I don't know too many people that are that dedicated to do a show at that time. But I had asked him, he just had a newborn baby daughter. And I asked him, I said, you're not going to vaccinate the child, are you? He says, we don't have any choice over here. It's mandated. You don't get to go to school. You don't get to do anything. It's mandated that you vaccinate your child. And I said, well, why don't you just homeschool then? And he says, it's against the law to homeschool in Germany.
Wow.
So I don't know. I think at that point in time, Don, that would be the breaking point for me. If I'm out there and I'm one of the good guys, I know that people have a lot to lose if they buck the system. But when it comes to my child, that would be it.
Well, you know, John, when they're giving 39 vaccinations before they're, you know, they're even very old at all. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, when I was a kid, we got one. that I still have the burn on my shoulder from.
Yep, me too.
And I'm attention deficit disorder. You know, I have attention deficit disorder. One of the many undiagnosed from the 60s and 70s that are still struggling to survive. And thank goodness I found something like Extendivite to help get that thimerosal, the mercury, out of my liver, which, you know, most of us are carrying around. And we wonder why, you know, we're getting sick and sicker. We're taking shots for the flu that we don't even know that work. And we're putting more thimerosal in. And, you know, just like on the GMO foods, you get the gut not working properly. Then you get yeast levels. And then you get the peroxides. Your liver can't handle them because of all the metals they have. They dump them in the arteries. They do more damage than free radicals. And people aren't taking Extendivite to help overcome that and get those darn metals out of their body so they can get healthy. But, you know, just the fact that you have this information sitting there on your site, you know, if we don't hear you talking about it, we can read all about different things. So, you know, RBN is a great source of information, and I love it. I mean, I just come on the show and I don't even have to come up with material because you already have it sitting there on your website.
Well, we endeavor to pursue.
Absolutely.
It's been a long, hard struggle. I blocked emails, so I won't hear about it, but I recently had a past donor that was tired of hearing the front site commercials, and it's so demeaning, and it makes the network look bad, and this, that, and the other. And I just kind of uncorked on the people. I was trying to be polite, but prediction came over. What really set me off, well, you won't be around by this summer. And I'm going, who in the hell are you? Are you a shill? Are you proud of yourself? Well, I'm not a shill. I used to donate to the network. And I said, so this is what I get from you. And so I stole the line from A Few Good Men about you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. And, you know, I would just prefer, I am here to do my job. And I would prefer that you don't criticize in the manner of which I do it. I would prefer that you just thanked me and be on your way.
Yeah, I understand. It is a shame.
And people don't get it. This front site deal, yeah, it's for donations to the network. We just lowered the price. We got permission to do that.
I heard that.
To $400, but I keep impressing upon people, this is for firearms training that you may need in the future, and you may be the training cadre for people that don't know the butt end of a rifle from their own butt end. And so far, nobody's taken advantage of it. First time? Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad because, you know, it's a great deal. If I lived in the States, I'd be all over it. You know, that's a $25,000 membership for $400 now?
$400.
Yeah, that's a steal. I mean, you know, anyone who owns a handgun or a weapon of some form or would like to, there's nothing better than that kind of training.
No, this doesn't get any better than this. I mean, it really doesn't, because here are current and past employees of, let's just call them different agencies, military, special operations people. These are the people that know. These are the people that got trained that know how to train other people. And I've been, and that's what really set me off about this communique from this individual, that you don't get it. You don't understand. So you go running off to a foreign country because you're limited on funds and, well, the taxes are just too high in this country. I said, so if you're from the outside looking in, you now feel that it's constructive to criticize us and what we're doing. I said, haven't you noticed what the banks did to everybody back in 2008? Advertising is still, it's like hen's teeth. You know, it's that rare. And I am just absolutely flabbergasted that people, and it isn't, I don't think that they don't think, it's just their thinking is on the wrong track, but you can't ever convince them that, you know, you need to shift your perspective a little bit. I think we even made cutesy little sayings about it, like walk a mile in my moccasins and that kind of thing. And people just don't get it. They don't care because the universe is according to their perception, and their perception is reality. So I must be full of monkey milk.
Well, you know, John, I'm here 20 years. I've been involved in the heart drop business, 20 years. And, you know, in those 20 years, I have helped so many people. You know, you heard that latest commercial we gave you where the guy had congestive heart failure 10 years ago, took our product, overcame congestive heart failure, quit our product, lived for quite a few years with, you know, without it, and now he's noticing that again, you know, he's having some heart problems and he needs the Extendivite again. Well, I'm still here, you know, 10 years later, but, you know, this product truly helps people and helps to build up their immune system, clean out their arteries, allows them to have a life like they had maybe in their 30s and 40s. You know, they start to feel better and they can do things. Yet, this is the toughest message in the world to put out because, you know, doctors in the United States are not allowed to work with natural medicine without persecution from the College of Physicians and Surgeons, which all comes down from the drug companies who in 1961 stopped the studying of natural medicine in North America and in 1963 started writing textbooks that doctors learned by. I mean, when are people going to realize that the wool is truly being pulled over your eyes, yet like sheeple, we're following along and doing what they want us to do instead of what's right for us, you know, as people.
So let me understand this. The guy was on Extendivite and then he stopped taking it?
Well, he took it for a couple of years, mm-hmm. overcame his congestive heart failure, and then he stopped. Now, we do have a lot of people who stop. One of my friends, he's a mud dragger, and so, like, you know, he'll get like 6 and 7 G's when he takes off with his 2,200 horsepower engine to run 100 feet and try and keep the front wheels off the ground the whole way. You know, that's huge G-forces. He took I finally talked him into taking our Extendivite. He took it for a long time, and then, you know, he felt really good, so he stopped. He says, you know, I felt so good, I didn't think I needed it. He says, and then I start getting run down again. Now I need it again. So, I mean, I've never stopped. But those people who do take it and stop, there's, you know, quite a few years there that your body is cleaned out. But it's going to build back up because, you know, even though you took the Extendivite and cleaned out your arteries and got your heart and everything working, you're still exposed to all the crap that caused the problem in the first place every day of your life.
You know what that reminds me of? Doctors will be the first ones to tell you this. And folks, I'm not a big advocate. I'm an advocate for a strong immune system, which Extendivite helps you build and maintain, you know, cleaning out the liver and getting the blood flowing so your body operates at optimum capacity. But on the issue of antibiotics, doctors will tell you what happens with patients is they're taking the antibiotics, and as soon as they start to feel better, they stop taking them. Well, what the antibiotic did was isolated and gone after certain little bugger-boos in your bloodstream in your body and kind of encapsulated until it can rid it from the body. But what they do is they start to feel better, the symptoms of whatever the ailment is, the reason why you're taking the things in the first place, start to disappear. They stop taking the antibiotic. Now, we've got antibiotics, and I hasten to even say that on air, but it's true. If you've got real bad body infection and your body's not able to fight it off, there is a medical crutch you can use, and it's called antibiotics. Used sparingly, my generation didn't see anything wrong with it, and it wasn't overprescribed. But what are you getting antibiotics and everything else in? The food that you eat, the meats, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just incredible. And then what happens? Because this is a vibrant, we can adapt kind of world. You overprescribe the antibiotics, and then all of a sudden the strains of whatever you're going after, one day up and shrugs its little germy shoulders and said, nope, I'm over that. I've built up a resistance to your attack mechanism. And, you know, 15 years ago, and I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you on this. I was talking about the outbreak of girls, pre-pubescent years, starting to grow breast, men that are growing breast, okay, full-grown men. Turns out it's the antibiotics in the, not the antibiotics. What am I trying to say here? Mikey, are you paying attention? Help me here, Mr. Producer. I'm sorry? Not antibiotics. No, you just echoed what I just said. I can get a parakeet to do that. Not the antibiotics. The estrogen, that's not what I wanted to say. Yeah, it's scrambling his brain, so I don't feel all on. I'm sorry? Yeah, well, not the BPA. It's the stuff, it's the hormones. There we go. Whew. The hormone injection going on in animals. God.
Yeah.
I got two.
And then we eat the animals.
And people thought I was crazy. Well, they actually started doing studies on it, and it turns out it was true. I mean, we're living in a crazy world. And you're exactly right. I don't even know if I covered this on the air about these vaccines. And
no, I don't think you did.
And you know what? This did not make it to any news program anywhere in this country.
No. I heard it nowhere else except at RBN. Tell 5.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Robert Kennedy sued the United States government as he suspected that Health and Human Services was not fulfilling its critical vaccine safety obligation as required by Congress under the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. And they charged the Secretary of the HHS with the responsibility to assure vaccine safety and to submit reports to them every 2 years, because the law essentially gave blanket economic immunity from liability claims to vaccine manufacturers. It removed the incentive to take responsibility for vaccine safety. So ICANN and Kennedy brought the lawsuit against the HHS to provide copies of these reports to Congress. And they were forced to admit that it filed zero reports to Congress about vaccine safety over the last 32 years. And this outrageous dereliction of duty shows that the HHS kept Congress and the public in the dark over the dangers of vaccines and information about the masses of vaccine-injured children. HHS recommends that babies receive 39 vaccine doses, including in utero, by age 1, but have failed to report on the danger. Billions of dollars are spent by the pharmaceutical companies to peddle their drugs. And you will see on the very same networks that are taking money from the pharmaceutical companies, and that's why they're not reporting on the dangers of some of the pharmaceutical stuff or the vaccines, because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Well, they're spending billions of dollars to advertise this crap on the disinformation channels. So who's suffering here? It's the individual. Well, Kennedy, guess what? Had an autistic child. He got wind of, wait a minute, the autism was caused by what? And he went on a tear. But you're not going to hear this. And these are the taboos, my friend, that have to be broken, because it's literally breaking us.
Yeah, well, the U.S. government has paid out over $3.9 billion in liabilities for vaccine injuries because the drug companies have no liability for any damage that may be caused from their drugs.
And you know what? This is nothing more than a little slush fund that the money is provided by the drug companies. But this is not going to be actionable by civil lawsuit or anything else being brought into a court of record, making this available to the public. This is the payola. This is the backdoor payola scheme that they came up with. And it's working just fine for the drug companies. Instead, your children are out there being poisoned by these clowns. And then he even took the ability to hurt the companies that are hurting your children away from you. Oh, what a wonderful world we live in when people of corrupt nature run things. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Attention RBN listeners, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Back with Don Wiskin. Don, I don't think people really like to think, and I think they believe that it's, how should I best say this, it's negative thought when it comes to all the ways that our body is being assaulted. Now, if you think about this, it'll really bum you out, and if this don't make you call Don Wiskin for Extendivite, I hope your life insurance policy is paid up. I mean, the amount of toxins that we're subjected to every single day, and I don't give a damn what it is. I mean, the air you breathe, the food you eat, the drugs by way of food chain. There's stuff that the U.S. farmers, they're declaring bankruptcy, but they just can't sell their product because Donald Trump and his trade wars with our former trading partners. No. What has happened here, Don, is the rest of the world has figured out and outlawed GMO Frankenstein foods. They don't want any part of it. But the air we breathe, chemtrails we take deep, hearty breaths of, the foods that we eat, what does this GMO stuff do to your gut? I'm I even hasten to think, I mean, if people really did a study of it, Don, have they seen the rats with the tumors? I mean, this stuff is disgusting and scary. And the only way that you're going to be able to protect yourself, and I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's the only thing you need to do in your life is take Extendivite. That is part of a health maintenance program that your literal body is under attack. There is no other way to put this, Don. There really isn't.
Yeah, I know, John. It is tough. But listen, you know, Christmas is coming. I've never done this before. I want to do this today. What I want to do is I want 10 people to call into RBN, donate $100, and get a four-month supply of Extendivite sent to them, which is $153.90 value. That includes shipping and handling. So if they call in and tell, who's on the board, Mike?
Mike is on the board.
And if they tell Mike that they want capsules or liquid, give Mike their name and their address, and then donate through one of your sources here to RBN $100. Once you verify that, you know, everything is done, send me their name and their address and whether they want capsules or liquid, and we will send them a four-month supply for $100, but there's only going to be 10. So 10 people can call in, and, you know, we'll send out two bottles of Extendivite to every one of those 10 people who donate $100 to RBN tonight.
Well, you've done everything but put out the phone number, so here it is. It's 800-724-2719, extension number 3. Make sure you hit that. Don't call in on the call-in number to the network, folks. Please do not do that. 1-800-724-2719. Get a four-month supply of Extendivite for a $100 donation to the network, and that's normally going to cost you $150. So,
yeah, so it's a great holiday season promotion. I've never done anything like this before, but I would like to, you know, make some kind of donation to your network, and this would be the best way for your listeners to take advantage of a one-time sale. This is even better than my February sale.
Wow. I, you know, and that's a happy Merry Christmas for us here at the network.
Yeah. Well, just keep repeating that, because once this, you know, 2 hours is over, well, we'll extend it. I want 10 people to donate $100 to your network, and I would love to send them either capsules or liquid for doing so, a four-month supply. You know, this is, it's normally $125 for 4 months during February. So this is a big, big deal. And, you know, if somebody wants to call in and donate $200 or $300 and get a year supply, feel free. I don't care how. I just want I want $1,000 donated to your network before the day is over.
Well, as my mother used to tell me, God bless your teddy hole, and Mama never told me what that meant. Don Wiskin, I greatly appreciate it. You've been a good friend and supporter of this network. You've helped a bunch of people out there. Folks, here's your opportunity. If you're being a little bit cheap with yourself and cheating yourself and not, you've heard it. We've had Don on here for a number of years. If you've not done it before, now you don't have an excuse. Now here's a way that you can get the Extendivite, help support the network, and for the next 4 months, let's prove that Extendivite is going to improve your health. And I'll tell you what, we're going to drag them in there kicking and screaming, but they're going to be glad that they're there. And I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Well, when I was on last time, a guy called in and said, well, I've been thinking about it, but I haven't done it yet. Well, now's your chance. Call in. Donate $100 to the network.
They're doing it right now. Hold on 1 second. We'll take the break. Hold on, Don.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you, what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Don?
No, that's not what you'd expect from
me. Do we have Don here?
I'm here.
Okay. The guy that's wearing several hats in the control room, you just blew...
Yeah, poor Mike.
Yeah, you just blew up the phones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Hurt me. Hurt me more. Some people are taking advantage of your offer from... Okay, we only have one more, and we'll give you a count here.
Fantastic. But I am so pleased. I mean, thank you for calling in and taking advantage of this special offer.
Sean in Tennessee, he says, you know what, $200, give me 8 months.
Good for him.
And I don't know who this is, but I think this is Idaho. They said same thing, $200. You know, send us the Extendivite. So we greatly appreciate that. And I've got one caller online, John in Minnesota, and I'm assuming this has to do with the Extendivite offer. Hello, John in Northern Michigan.
Oh, thank you, John, for taking my call. I didn't
I called before the gentleman had presented the offer, and I listened to him many times on your show, and I really feel that he's offering a great product for people that really need it. I think many people do. And but my call to begin with was when you were first talking about the vaccine issue. Of course, you know, my sister Mary is involved with that. But
yeah, and if you folks don't recognize who Mary is, that's Mary Toko. She's been on this network, had her own show. She's been interviewed a million and one times. And she has been fighting this vaccination thing for what, John, 30 years?
No, over 40 years.
Over 40 years. Wow.
And a couple of points. I thank you for giving her acknowledgement, too, because she really was out there when things were not being exposed and getting a lot of flack for bringing it up. But I wanted to present something to the audience about the polio vaccine. There was a book I read called Mary's Monkey. Have you ever heard of that book, John?
No, I haven't.
Well, it talks about Mary Sherman, who was developing the vaccine in the 40s, and she found out that it was contaminated and was causing problems with cancer. They were developing this in Tulane University as a secret project. They were going to use it to kill Castro, the cancer virus, through the vaccine.
I remember in the movie JFK with Dan Ferry, and he had been infected with what, cancer? Yeah.
Well, they did the same to Jack Ruby. They got him taken out. But she was killed because she exposed the fact that the monkey virus that was in the vaccine was the culprit. And, excuse me, Eric Haslam, who wrote the book, his father was head of the American Orthopedic Society, and he wrote the book to expose the fact that they kept the vaccine till 1964, and that he predicted there would be a cancer outbreak, epidemic outbreak by 1985, and now we have cancer wings on every hospital.
Isn't that amazing? More people dropping dead of pancreatic cancers and all types of cancers. Yeah, the American Cancer Society, they've done such a wonderful job of collecting money and doing research, but it's never-ending research that never comes up with any result.
Well, I heard someone talk about the fact that if they were looking for this virus, because what happened with this monkey virus is it was genetically transferred. They never used to have children with cancer, and now all these children have cancers, and these vaccines have cancer viruses in them, but if they look for the green monkey virus in the cancer, it gives them a real lead into how to address it, and that's not being done. And the other factor that goes in with the vaccines is that they're being grown in aborted baby tissue, which is a DNA factor. They're putting foreign DNA into all of these children and people, too. And it's just disgusting. I feel there is money to be made, but it's satanic, too. My wife works for Community Mental Health, and we're having a Christmas party here soon for all the group homes in two counties, and many of them have been vaccine damaged, the people that are involved. And they continually give vaccines to these people in all of these homes, which is building up the heavy metals, which is causing more problems.
It's never ending. The corporate status of you can't touch us and we can do anything we damn well please, because we have the Congress and the agencies literally in our back pockets.
Well, the Senator Frist from Kentucky back in the 80s, his family was big in the hospital industry, and he got that bill passed to protect the pharmaceutical industry. The first thing he did when he got in Congress. And one other thing, John, that you brought up, that was just a sidebar there to let people know that they're protected through our Congress. The GMO factor, Jeffrey Smith is of the top researcher on that issue, and things started going south in I think 1995, when Glenn Frey from the Eagles died from diverticulitis, I believe, and chronic digestive issues. And what the GMO does is cause a leaky gut, which allows food to get into the system, and then all of these digestive problems are the result of that. And I was in a surgery center here in Traverse City, one of the tops in the country. It's a beautiful place. They just do surgery. But on the second floor, I looked at all of the people that were on the on the second floor, and they had at least eight doctors that were in this practice for digestive issues. So it's a big problem, and I talked to some people in the waiting room, and they just were all ears to hear about the food and how contaminated it is and what they could do for it. And Jeffrey Smith says, every day you have to reintroduce new flora to your digestive system, which is like fermented foods or kefir or anything like kombucha, to counteract the ingredients that is in the food system that we're putting into our bodies. So unless people are aware of how to do that, then they're just going to be going to these doctors and they're going to be treating symptoms.
Well, I got one more for you, John. The hemorrhoid sufferers out there, you're offered Preparation H. Isn't that wonderful? To make you feel a little bit more comfortable with your body literally trying to crawl from the inside out. But if you're drinking this pasteurized, homogenized milk, stop doing it and watch what happens to your hemorrhoid problem.
Well, I have access to a cow, and I drink my own kefir, which is a blessing, and also make my own sauerkraut. But it is so destructive to the body, but there's so many doctors making money off of these symptom problems.
Absolutely.
And we have
specialists now, John, and we've got subset of the specialist, and we've got specialists for this and a specialist for that. Rather than going after for a total body health approach to this with eliminating everything that is attacking the human body or exacerbates already known diseases out there, it's a money mill without conscience is what it is. John, I appreciate your call very much.
Sure, it's too, because I have doctors that aren't aware of this stuff. So.
Good deal. All right, John. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Don?
Yes?
Are we ever going to see an end to the people that just want to make money?
No, because that's the way the world goes around, unfortunately.
Open up your mic there.
Oh,
no, not you. I was talking to Mike.
Yeah, I've got more interest than just the 10, and I'm not sure if you can go more than that, but I'm trying to get everybody in order that I've got them.
Okay, how close are you? Like, where are you at?
I believe we are at 7, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at least holding.
Okay. Do all six. Do the 6 and the 7. I'll go the extra.
All right. Let's
just make it happen. Let's try and get some more funds in there for RBN.
Well, and you know what? And I appreciate this. What people are going to realize, and these are people that haven't taken advantage of the Extendivite and the wonderful effects that you get from taking this, folks, all it's doing is just shoring up your ability, detoxifying you, killing that yeast in your gut, opening up your clogged arteries, getting rid of that restless leg syndrome or the morning cramps where you get out of bed and you're walking on 2 2x4s rather than supposed to be flexible legs. You will notice that these symptoms will disappear. If you've got high blood pressure, where we tell you to work with your doctor, let him know what you're doing. He's going to tell you that, well, your blood pressure is pretty normal, so keep doing what you're doing. Coming from advice like that from a doctor that wouldn't understand what you are doing is high praise, and that's happening more and more, isn't it, Don?
It really is, John. We have a lot of doctors taking it, but as I said earlier, doctors can't prescribe natural medicines, so
that's right.
You know, it's hard for them to tell their patients. They can say, oh, I've been taking this, and that's it, but they do tell their doctor friends. Especially this one doctor, Dr. Joe, one of his friends had a bypass surgery, and he was told he'd be over a year before he could go back to work. He was in such bad shape. He told him about the Extendivite. He ordered it, started taking it, and within 6 months he was back to work. And, you know, doctors can't explain what's going on. We call it a known on known. So,
it's like introducing the archangel to hell. They wouldn't know what to do with the archangel either.
No.
You know, they're just, what's this? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're gonna do this here. We're gonna do a count. And Don, bless you, my friend. I don't know if you know what has happened to us, But we had J.P. Morgan Chase, plus their little sordid dark hearts, cancel our bank account for no reason at all after being with them for over a decade. They canceled my credit card because they told me my credit score wasn't as good as they would have liked. And here's the people that were in on the takedown back in 2008, repackaging and selling real estate over and over and over again. So the credit card company, I had to go to a credit union. Well, the credit card company that we had for more than 15 years, it's Canadian-based and also U.S.-based. I won't use their name, First Data. Oh, I'm sorry, it just slipped out. We just couldn't get the information right. The information they requested just to change accounts, routing, and a banking number, well, we just weren't providing them with the proper information. They kept this up for 3 weeks. My guys here have not been paid. My board operators that operate during the week have not been paid. So what you've just done is gave us a jump start. I've got a new credit card company out there. I've talked to the woman. She loves what we do, and we really appreciate her. And she says, anytime that we can do anything for you guys, just let us know. It's good to be king in the realm that you're in, and it's good to have friends like this. And I got to tell you something. She had me. I told her, I said, you know, you can stop. When I initially talked to her, she was giving me the old sales pitch. I said, no, you had me at, we will overnight you a machine. Okay, so you, and she laughed. It's funny how that line out of Jerry Maguire just keeps filtering through our society, but, you know, there it is. Not show me the money. No, not that part, but the other. And it's fascinating, Don. I mean, there are good people out there that are struggling against the corporate attitudes, and they're just good people. So, folks, don't give up hope. They might be less frequent, but they're out there. And one of the people that has been a good friend, and the friends of this network need to be supported. And Don, the only thing he wants to do is make you healthy, folks. So quit resisting him. Yield to the power of the light. Walk into the light.
Well, John, I am just so tickled pink that when I put that out there, the response was that great. And I mean, you know, it is a great product. We have great, you know, many, many years behind us of amazing testimonials, whether they're vocal or written down, but it's amazing. And some people never even tell us. They might, you know, say something on the phone. One 83-year-old woman told Babs that, like Tom, she was having problems with her legs and she couldn't get around. Mm-hmm. And she was thinking she was going to have a knee operation. Ooh. And now she's all over the place, and she blames it on Extendivite. It was our fault that she doesn't have to have an operation and that she's able to walk around. And,
well, and you know what? Getting old, it's an experience unto itself, but folks don't needlessly have to suffer because of inadequate diet. A lot of this stuff, folks, is not your fault, okay? So be kind to yourself, but please, you know, eat a better diet, if you will. This is only going to augment and improve your health conditions. Watch what you're eating. Don't eat the GMO stuff. Exercise. And that becomes a little habit. Whether it's just a mile walk a day to get your heart rate up, get your heart rate going, get the stuff circulating in your body. It's called the blood. And take care of yourselves, folks, because I'm going to tell you what, a lot of people suffer from depression because of poor physical health. So I'm not making the claim out there that it will cure crazy people, but I'm telling you, if you do a well-rounded regimen of just proper sleep, proper food, a little bit of exercise, and some Extendivite, we're going to put a smile on your face and brighten your day.
Well, my mother suffered from anxiety, but it was the anxiety that comes with heart problems. Yeah. And they put her on antidepressants in her late 70s, and it says right on the warnings, do not give to people over 65 years old. It can cause heart attacks, strokes, and other problems. And she woke up one morning having a stroke. My nephew was there. He helped her to go to the bathroom, took her back to bed. He had no idea what was going on. He went outside to shovel the snow. When he came back in, my mom was gone. And that was before I knew anything about this. And, you know, if I had I'm not going to say she'd still be around today because, you know, she'd be 98 years old, but who knows? You know, but at least I can help those who listen and those who are out there. And I am so grateful for the RBN listeners calling in and taking advantage of this. So all I can say is send me the names and their addresses and what they want, and we'll get it off.
What? Well, that's what I'm trying to do here is count. Look at my secretary in here. I'm holding her up. She was supposed to be gone a half hour
ago. She was supposed to be gone half an hour ago.
That's right. Okay.
Actually, an hour ago now.
Yeah. What do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You got five holding? Okay.
Okay.
All right. 15, you're saying?
Yep, stop it. Stop after
okay,
that.
15, no that, more, no more.
That's 30 units out of my door.
Yeah,
so,
that's no more. Stop it right there. We don't want to bankrupt the guy. I've got Dan Sutterfield on the phone as well. Hello. How you doing, Dan?
Good evening, guys.
Hi.
I don't want to steal any of your thunder, but you touched on a subject that's near and dear to my heart. You talked about people with hemorrhoids. I kid you not, John. You've known me enough, I think, that I wouldn't pull anybody's leg. I have caused at least four, probably closer to six people, canceled their hemorrhoid operation. I mean, they were scheduled. And after 3 days of taking these tablets, no symptoms whatsoever, and I'm talking about major problems, to the point that they could hardly walk.
Wow.
It's a tablet, and maybe you guys know about it, and if there's any listeners that are out there, if I could guarantee it anyway, I would, but I'm not in that business. It's a tablet called Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, and I found out about it at the health food store. It's not a secret. It's just a subject that not everybody talks about. But boy, if you're suffering from, as my friends call them, the roids, you need some relief. And they supposedly, and this is the way it works, they say it strengthens blood vessels. And that's what that is. That's a varicose vein in a place you don't want it. And you take the Rutin tablets and you double the dose of whatever it says on the jar when you got them real bad. And your body will throw off what it don't need. There's absolutely no side effects that anybody has ever said anything about. And in 2 to 3 days, you'll never know you had them.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
Well, and it's not expensive. I mean, you maybe pay 10 or 12 bucks for a bottle of 50 tablets, you know?
Well, and it does what to the capillaries and what? It strengthens
it? Strengthens the blood vessels.
Well, okay, so we strengthen the blood vessels, but we got to roto-root them first, and that's where the Extendivite comes in.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't argue with that.
Yeah.
At all. I'm just telling you, they work.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
A little jewel for the RBN listeners.
I guess you might call that roid rage. All right.
Well, I wouldn't pull anybody's leg about a case of the roids.
Okay. Well, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate your show.
I appreciate you chiming in with it. That's the guy with the front sight deal that he brought to the network. So, Don?
Yeah, well, there's more than front sight to him, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, as with many people.
Well, I appreciate you spending the time with us here, and I certainly appreciate what you just did. Looks like some people are going to be able to get paid Friday around here. So, my friend, thank you so much.
No, thank you, John. Thanks for being there, and I hope you're there for many years to come because, well, as you just saw, your listeners like Extendivite, so...
Well,
praise the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord and pass the Extendivite capsule or liquid. And the website, folks, please just do this. You know, you've been resisting for a long time, haven't you? Yes, I'm talking to you. Yep, you. Go to heartdrop.com. Just start looking around, read the testimonials, see what people are saying about this. Stop resisting. We're trying to get you healthier. Don Wiskin, thank you, my friend.
And thank you very much, John.
All right.
Have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Say hey to Babs for me.
I will. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a bunch. Oh, that was perfectly beautiful, or beautifully perfect, however you want to look at that. Thank you. It just does my heart good to be surrounded by good people. It really does. And for you people, Gerald out there in Illinois, Justin over in Washington, who do we have here in Mobile, Alabama? Thank you, Don. Sean in Tennessee. This, I do believe, is Salmon, Idaho. Or is it Salmon? Don't know, but thank you. Freeport, New York. Thanks, Gabe. Bob Robert from Morris, Oklahoma. I'm going to stab you. Get out of here. What do you want?
I'm trying to make sure I don't go over. I got one more person holding.
Okay. All right. Betty over in Elmer, New Jersey. Deborah, Bowling Green, Ohio. Been there several times. I know exactly where you're at. Rick Hosness in Jose, can you see California? Once the smoke clears, yes, we can. Thank you, Rick. And also Phil in Brookfield, Illinois. Ooh, this guy wants... That's just an extra... He gave us $300 and he only wants 4 months? Wow. Steven, for you, thank you very much in Philly, PA. And Ken over in Shirley, New York. Shirley, you're jesting me. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you, Ken, very much. Steve in New Hampshire. Thank you. We appreciate this very much. Two capsules, two liquid. Okay, we got, oh, good. We got notes here. So we got what? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I need one more. And she's got it, and that's it. Phone lines are closed. Well, they're not really closed. We don't have a way to close them unless we rip the phone out of the wall. But having said that, 15, and he extended it over the 5. The extended white man extended. That is amazing. I just counted them. You need one of them. Okay, well, do I have a first name? We're going to have to mail this. Aha! Uh-huh. Talking to the secretary, folks. Sorry you're not privy to this conversation. She doesn't talk a lot. She just hits me. Okay, stop. Okay. Thanks, Julie. All right, let's take top of the hour break. Let me collect my thoughts here. A lot of information and news coming your way, and some of it is actually good. So let's have a feel-good day Wednesday. Well, at least part of the time. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. This is the National Intel Report. Phew, what an hour. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.